talking to myself just to suggest that I'm selfish. I've been trying to impress that more is less and I'm repressed.
I should do anything.
However I look, it's clear to see I love you more than you love me. However I look, it's clear to see I love you more than
WRCT Pittsburgh wishes to inform its listeners that the red Toyota Corolla with Ohio plates parked outside has its lights on.
Something is wrong, but this is too fast. Gotta tell you, must be good to be Nigel. Yeah, that's Primus wrapping up a set of music here on the Viva Lamont radio program with XTC's Making Plans for Nigel. Pulled that off the Miscellaneous Debris EP they put out, I'll just say, a few years back. And that allows me not to date myself. But God knows I've dated worse. Hey, before the Primus, some Men at Work. I went back to that Business as Usual album, their debut. I mentioned earlier how Africa from Toto had knocked Down Under off the number one charts, but it did not knock the album itself. It was still the number one album, so I decided to go deep into a deep cut from Some Men at Work with a Helpless Automaton, a song that Greg Hamm is actually singing on. Colin Hay was not singing on that one. Electronic in there, a project that was put together by Bernard Sumner of New Order, and Johnny Marr of The Smiths from their debut with Getting Away With It. And Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine, start off the entire set with Sheriff Fatman. I am the Moxster, the Unstoppable DJ Machine, telling you that it's about 7 minutes past your hour here on 88.3 FM. We got more music coming up. We've got a radio and a calendar at the top of the hour. We've got the next hour. We've got a mock coming up. So there's lots of stuff going on and coming up. Trust me, it is. If there's something you want to hear, shoot me an email at WRCTRequest, and I will do my darndest to play it on a future show. I've been loud. I've been cranky. Well, I haven't actually been cranky. I've just been loud, and I've been noisy. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for. I've been loud, and I've been noisy tonight, all filled with melodic pop. Because that's called the Viva Lamont radio program. So let's just keep that going. What do you think of that? From the incredible Shrinking Dickies album, it's the Dickies. Because you drive me ape, you big gorilla. We'll be right back.
What you do?
from their 1978 album White Music. That's XTC here on the Viva La Mock radio program with This Is Pop, a song written by Andy Partridge of XTC. And believe it or not, he actually wrote the song as a response to labels such as the punk label, which he believed were redundant of pop. If you want to go deeper, if you want to go even deeper, the opening chord, it's an F chord, and it's actually based on the Beatles' Hard Day's Night. If you just want to go deeper. If you don't, just forget about that. Before the XTC, some Gene Loves Jezebel with Desire. A song you could have found on the She's Having a Baby soundtrack. Do you remember that movie? I think it was a John Hughes, and it wasn't, in my opinion, not in the classic John Hughes realm of his 80s music, but that believe it or not, that movie actually debuted this weekend, I believe even on this day back in 1988, so I decided to play some Gene Loves Jezebel. What's interesting about the Gene and the Jezebel, they're actually just two twin brothers, Jay and Michael Astin, and like many brothers who are in bands together, think of the Davies, Ray and Dave, Gunnar and Matthew, think of all these brothers, they don't get along. Yeah. Michael has continued Gene Loves Jezebel to this day, and Jay tried to sue him about the name, and he lost, and, you know. I'm sure their family dinners at Thanksgiving are not that enjoyable. Before the Gene Loves Jezebel, how about some Joe Jackson from 1979's Look Sharp album? Playing a lot of albums from 1979, well, except for the XTC was 78, but that Split Ends earlier, that was 79. Maybe I'm stuck. And I think the Dickies album might have been 79. The Incredible Shrinking Dickies album that gave us You Drive Me Ape, You Big Gorilla, starting off that entire set of music. You know, between your job, your family, and other demands on your time, life can be pretty darn busy. But take time for yourself and schedule an eye exam today or maybe tomorrow. You may be surprised to see what you've been missing. For more information, you can go to nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. Now think about it. If you're like, Moxer, I don't know what that website was. The message was from the National Eye Institute, NEI, and the National Institutes of Health, NIH. And then that /healthy eyes part you can hopefully remember. And of course, your friends here at WRCT and me, the Moxer. It's 21 minutes past your hour here on 88.3 FM. I've got a mock coming up at midnight. I should tell you what that mock is. Okay, I'll tell you. It's Barrett Strong. It's a Barrett Strong mock. Songs that either he had hits with or songs that he wrote. Because he wrote a lot of songs for other people. And so it is a Barrett Strong mock coming up at midnight. You know, recently we lost a guitarist. He was in the Animals. I played this song about 6 weeks ago, but I got to play it again. Eric Burton has said that this guitar intro is what has made their version of this song the seminal version.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call Taylor.
It hurt me so bad when you told me someone else had loved you like I loved you. Oh, yes, it did. Now, my love for you has got to be corrected. Your love for me has got to be resurrected. I know I left you in an agony.
Knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
That's Ray Charles along with Julia Rinker singing Come and Knock on My Door, or better known as the Three's Company theme. And first off, you're going, Moxter, I know what Ray Charles sounds like, and that was not Ray Charles. It was Ray Charles. It was a different Ray Charles. He was part of the Ray Charles Singers, who was actually... performed with Perry Como, was like on a bunch of his albums and on his TV show for like 35 years. He was a part of the Perry Como project. But you're also like, but Monster, is there a reason you played that song outside of, you know, it's a cool song because you play cool songs? And there is. There is. I played it for two reasons. It's like one of those double whammies with one song. First and foremost, drumming on that song was Hal Blaine from the Wrecking Crew. And he passed away a couple years ago, but today is actually his birthday. Or would be the date of his birth, or the anniversary of the date of his birth. If he were still alive, we would celebrate. Well, we can celebrate even with him not being alive. And two, or B... Joe Raposo actually wrote that song. And Joe passed away on this day back in 1989 at the age of 51. Now, Joe wrote a bunch of songs, and I want to say I've done a Joe Raposo mock. That's why we're not doing one tonight. We're doing a Barrett Strong mock. And I'll tell you some other songs that he wrote, but let me wrap up that set of music before that, because there was a lot of information in those four or five songs I played, because I played the Racket Squad, a Pittsburgh-based band from the 1960s. Who you got to dig in. You got to really dig into how this band evolved out of just different projects, all within a lot of that music from the 1960s. But that was the Racket Squad with Hung Up. Sonny DiNunzio who was the leader of the Racket Squad. Actually, his cousin was Terry Lee. That's all I got for you. Racket Squad hung up. Before that, the 4019s, some brand new music from the 4019s with Go Little GTO. Got word from the 4019s directly. They reached out to me directly to say, Mockster, we got a gig in Pittsburgh in July. So I'm going to start telling people about this gig in July soon. I just told you now. So let's hope that we're at a spot where we don't have to be in big plastic bubbles and we can go see the 4019s live in July when they come to town. As I mentioned, Go Little GTO, brand new music from the 4019s. The Standells in there as well with Dirty Water. Larry Tamblyn, guitarist for the Standells, born on this day back in 1943. And speaking of, not really born on this day, but a death. I mentioned before I started the last set, or the first that set, The Animals, House of the Rising Sun. Hilton Valentine, guitarist for The Animals, passed away about a week ago at the age of 77. So I played that in tribute to Mr. Valentine. It is about 23 minutes before you get to the top of the hour. Top of the hour, we'll do a music calendar, radio calendar for you. Don't forget, Midnight Mock tonight is Barrett Strong. If you're listening to this show and you're like, it's not near midnight, or it's not a Friday, you're listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio show, I do invite you to tune in on Friday nights and listen to it on Friday. That's when I do it. And then I do it randomly other times when we decide to play it. But the original run of the program, Friday nights, starting at 9. Oh, you know what I should tell you? Because I played all that, like, kind of 60-ish music. And by 60-ish, there was at least three songs from the 60s in there. I got to ask you, do you remember what top radio, top 40 radio, not just top radio, just top 40 radio, do you remember what that sounded like back in the 60s, maybe even the 70s? A lot of us don't. Okay, maybe I do, but a lot of us don't. Maybe you guys actually do, but some people don't. But Jay Thurber does. In fact, I think he knows it better than people twice his age who were alive back in those decades. So say, okay, Gen Xer, tune your radio into Radio 9 from noon to 3 on Saturdays for a mix of oldies, a mix of newies, and a mix of snark. It's all in there, and it's all coming to you live on WRCT, your independent freeform radio station. That is WRCT 88.3 FM. Let's get back to Joe Raposo. Yeah, I talked about how he wrote the Three's Company theme. And you're like, Mockster, I don't know if I know the name. And that's okay. That's why I'm here. I'm here to help you. Because he wrote some other songs, like this classic song. I don't know all the words, but I believe the song title is C is for Cookie. C is for Cookie. Yeah. Yeah, he wrote that. He wrote It's Not Easy Being Green. He also wrote this one. Died at the age of 51, 32 years ago.
On my way, everything's A-okay. Wherever
New single from Joe Normal and the Anytowners just literally got it in the mail within the last few days. Stuck in a Job from Joe Normal and the Anytowners. Before that, Robin Hitchcock went back to 1989 for Madonna of the Wasps. Played some Spy Genius in there from their Man on the Sea album. Heard the song Another True Story. Also some brand new music from a project called Anything After. The song was Medicine. A buddy of mine said, hey, I know this dude and he's got this project and check it out. Didn't ask me to play it on my radio show. He just said, check it out. And I was like, will your buddy mind if I play it on my radio show? Why not? So I did. Young Fresh Fellows start off that entire set. Yeah, that was the theme to Sesame Street. Again, celebrating the work of Joe Raposo, who passed away on this day back in 1989 at the age of 51. Sad, sad. Hey, we got about 3.5 minutes before we get to the top of the hour, which gives me lots of time to just ramble and talk to you and tell you stuff. You know, remind you that the American Red Cross wants you and your family to be prepared for an emergency. Download any of their free mobile apps to have critical information on what to do in an emergency right there in the palm of your hand. Their apps include first aid, hurricane, earthquake, tornado, and wildfire information. Find the American Red Cross. Find these apps by searching Red Cross in the Apple iTunes or Google Play stores, wherever you get your favorite apps. And I forgot to remind you, I normally tell you this a little earlier, but you've hung on long enough. for me to just talk about food because Spack Brothers Pizza joined June supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers, they offer pizza. They offer hoagies. They offer wings. Yeah. They also specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza, they use no refined sugars in their sauce. They don't have any unbleached flour in their dough. Spack Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPAK. Online at SpackBrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPAKBrothers.com. Let me remind you, I've got a mock coming up in just over an hour. We're doing a Barrett Strong mock at midnight. Songs he either performed and or wrote for others will be the theme of the mock. We've got a radio and a music calendar coming up as well. And don't forget, I do take requests. They're just delayed. Just delayed. There's a little delay on those requests. About a week or so. Usually about a week. Got to send me an email to wrcdrequest@gmail.com. My name is Paul. This is a show called Diva Lamach. Comes to you every Friday night from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. If you are listening and it is not a Friday night and you're hearing my voice and I'm telling you it's Friday night and you're like, no, Mockster guy. It's Tuesday afternoon. It's Wednesday evening. It's 3 in the morning. Well, that means you're listening to an encore presentation of the Viva Lamach radio program. That's all. Nothing more. Just an encore presentation because it was so good it could not withstand just one four-hour block on this radio station. I got a music and a radio calendar coming up. Get some business. Let's take care of some business before we get to that.
You've tuned in to Pandemonium, a public affairs anthology from WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. And now, Pandemonium.
Hi, I'm Richard Gordon from WRCT, and I'm joined here on a park bench on a beautiful summer day by Carnegie Mellon University professor Brian Junker. Brian, what department are you in?
Hi, Richard. It's good to be here. I'm in the Department of Statistics and Data Science.
Okay. I'm so old that when I went to college, there was no computer science major. There was applied math. How long has statistics always had its own departments?
No, statistics used to be a part of the math department, and that's generally historically how statistics departments get started. Eventually, the mathematicians and the statisticians realize they can't talk to each other very well, and so statistics breaks off and forms its own department. That happened in the late 60s or the 70s at Carnegie Mellon.
Okay, well, we're not here to talk about office politics. We're here to talk about lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Oh man, you really like to offend statisticians when you interview them, don't you?
Well, you know, ever since I was a kid, you know, like reading Mad Magazine and stuff, I kind of remember there was one joke book about chocolate. And one of the points was how much protein was in chocolate. And here was this stat about this enormous amount of protein. But then there was an asterisk noting the gargantuan amount of chocolate you'd have to eat. I think that's everybody's sort of the layperson's appreciation of statistics. It's like people tell their own stories, making things up with the numbers.
Right, absolutely true. And in fact, for the last, 30, 40 years, there's been a strong movement toward increasing numeracy for the layperson, just like literacy was a big issue that led to the formation of public schools and things like that. But I will say that, you know, once you become a little bit numerate, that is, once you sort of become a little bit less afraid of the numbers and can interpret them, what you realize is that all those lies and damn lies are equally tellable with numbers as with language. I mean, open the newspaper. Look at what's in the newspaper that's written in English. Listen to, your favorite news channel that you hate. And listen to what they have to say. With no numbers at all, they're equally capable of lying. So it's just learning another language, like learning French or German or Chinese.
People can do so many different things with the numbers. Like one of the quotes you had up on your website from C.H. Combs was, we buy information with assumptions. And those assumptions show up in the numbers that we have, that we hear in the news.
You know, it's funny you bring that up. I actually specifically went and refound that quote myself because I wanted to make sure to bring it up during our talk today. It's one of my favorite aphorisms. It really is. Assumptions are really important. I mean, what you can collect from the real world, what you collect is facts. You collect data without any context or interpretation. And the way you convert that data into information, first of all, is by organizing it. And organizing it requires assumptions. You have to sort of know what you're looking for when you're organizing the data. And then to actually use that information in some useful way, you typically are trying to make a prediction about the future. And the only way to do that is to make assumptions about how the data was generated and how it'll happen in the future. So, yeah, you have to have raw information. You have to have assumptions. You combine them. And that's how you get knowledge and prediction. And if you have the wrong assumptions, or assumptions that don't fit very well, you make terrible inferences and terrible predictions about what's going to happen in the future.
And that's one of the things that, as a statistician, you help your students understand?
Absolutely. I think my specialty and the specialty of a lot of statisticians is building statistical models, which are really